Thank you, guys. I'm an addict. My name's Steve, and welcome everybody to the Highlands and Islands April 2022 Area Service Committee. Can we please start this meeting off with a moment of silence for the still suffering addict in and out of these rooms? Thank you, guys. And I don't know if anybody else has got it, or I'm quite happy to read it out. We have the service prayer. Has anybody got a copy they'd like to read out from? Or I've got it here in front of me. Okay. God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, instill in us a sense of your purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness that this may truly be our work. Your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you, guys. And with that, can we have a roll call? What I'm going to do is just literally go down the list as I see it. So I'm an addict. My name's Steve. Someone's got a mic open. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm currently chair of this service body. Glad to be here. Christine, you're next.
Christine, I'm an addict. I'm a de-service in Hignett. I'm currently representing the Step 11 meditation meeting.
Thank you, Christine. Ellie, would you like to introduce yourself? Ellie? Back to Ellie. Janice, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. Hi, I'm Janice, addict.
Hi, Janice, addict. Glad you're here.
Sitting in a bus stop. Yes. Thank you. Thanks. Good to be here.
Lisa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. I'm an addict. My name is Lisa. And
hi, Lisa.
Hi, everyone.
Lisa.
Hi, guys. I am the secretary for the ASC, and I also do service at the Monday Let's Get Better Together and the Thursday IP groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
And I'm making the assumption you're happy to do the minutes for us today, so thank you for that.
Yeah, Mark, no, indeed.
Mark, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Mark. I'm an addict on the GSR for the Monday night Let's Get Better Together meeting, but I might have to go shortly because I'm expecting a call about this tablet getting it fixed.
Okay, cool.
I'll come back in as soon as I can.
Fantastic. Glad you're here. Thank you, Mark. Michael, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm an addict named Michael. I am a GSR for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting, as well as the regional RCM for Hignett Group.
Thank you, Michael. And finally, Tony, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tony, and I'm an addict. I'm currently vice chair of the ASC and also chair of the Thursday evening Austin Recovery meeting. Grateful addict. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight of us. It's interesting. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Effectively, 7 groups represented here out of the 11, which is pretty cool, I think. That's greater than 75%, I think. So that's nice to know. Okay.
They forgot me.
Oh, I'm back to you now, Ellie. Go ahead, now that you're with us.
Oh, I've been with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, hi, I'm Ellie. I'm an addict, and I am a chair of the Ask It Basket Tuesday night meeting and the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie. Glad you're here. Cool. Okay, we have approval of last month's minutes. They were posted on the WhatsApp group yesterday. They've been on there a while before anyway.
I second that, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Tony. Has anybody got any issues with the minutes?
No, not from my side.
Cool. I'm taking that as we're all happy. And thank you, Lisa, for a sterling job under difficult circumstances. Bless you. Okay, so we have election of trusted servants as required. Okay, I'm going to make an announcement today that as of today, I'm stepping down as chair of HIGNA. That doesn't mean I'm going to be walking away from any of the other service things that I do, because I'm not. I feel it's time. So I've had a conversation with our vice chair, and he's happy with that. I'm still going to continue to support him in the role. The next ASC will be back to our 2 monthly cycle now, so the next ASC won't be until end of June. By which time we should be back from the US. Well, I will be back from the US, but I'll be talking with Tony in between in the next 2 months. And Tony, I believe that you're willing to step up to this position. So would you like to say something about that?
Yeah, my name's Tony. I'm an addict. First of all, I'd like to thank you specifically, Steve, for all the hard-won work you've done with HIGNA. And I'm very grateful that if the group here would be willing to support me in my position as chair, I'd be very happy to undertake that position under your supervision.
Thank you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Tony nominating himself to be chair of the area. We need a second for that.
Second it.
Thank you, Christine. And has anybody got any questions for Tony? I'm taking that as a no. Has anybody, normally we'd put him in the waiting room, but there's no one got any questions. Has anybody got anything they'd like to say that would require me to put Tony in the waiting room? Yes or no, I'm looking for, really. Okay, so I'm going to take that as a consensus, that we've all agreed that we are happy for Tony to step up his chair. Thank you, Tony.
Very much, guys, for allowing me to be of service.
Congratulations. Awesome. Good stuff. So that would mean that we have a vice chair position available for this ASC, if anyone's willing to step up to that position.
I'm Michael, I'm an addict. Can you give us the requirements for that position if you have them?
Okay, well, Tony and I were talking about this only yesterday, and we've come to the conclusion that one of the things that we probably should do in the next couple of months is try and define all of this. But in our conversation, we kind of decided that 4 years would be a reasonable time to be a chair. 3 years would be a reasonable time to be a vice chair. The roles and responsibilities of the chair and the vice chair are basically to facilitate this meeting and prepare the agenda for this meeting. It looks a lot worse. I'm going to continue to do so. In fact, you know, it's a fairly simple position, but I think it requires someone who's got a bit of experience of being involved at steering committee level at an area. So does that help, Michael?
Thank you. Yes.
Hello, Christine.
Hello. I would be willing to put myself forward as vice chair. I have been involved in a steering committee at an area. I was treasurer for North London ASC, North East London ASC, and was part of the steering committee for that ASC. It was a long time ago. There's a lot of water under the bridge since then, but I have quite a lot of experience of of chairing business meetings, etc. I've been chair of PI and things like that.
Fantastic. Do we have a second for Christine?
I'll second that.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Okay, so has anybody got any questions for Christine?
Not from my side.
You guys are making this too easy. Fantastic, Christine. Seeing no objections and hearing no
congratulations,
objections.
Congratulations, Christine.
To that, congratulations. You are now voted in. Welcome. Thank you. Amazing. So, as I said, what we do still have the positions of vice secretary, technically a vice treasurer, but I'm kind of covering for that at the moment in under the circumstances, because Debs, as our treasurer, is actually having a difficult time right now. So I'm doing that as it stands at the moment, and also a vice web servant, someone who might be willing to learn the ropes about how the website works and all that good stuff, that might be interested in taking on that service version. What I would suggest would be that we start with, that we announce all those in groups. So if you could minute that, Lisa, that you get people start doing that. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Okay. So, Treasury report as of 25th of 4th, which is yesterday. The current financial status. So the balance at the close of the last ASC was £1,777.65 in total. Current balance is £873.41 in PayPal, £1,002.25 in the bank account. We've had expenses out this month, or last year, this month, of £61.63 in total. That was paper for printing flyers, which were sent up to Orkney, the UKSO order for Orkney, and the post and package to forward that on from me to them. Main reason for that was to put the flyers into the package, but also didn't want them to have the invoice in their package, which UKSO sent out. So that's why that is. So the closing balance, the balance as it stands currently, is £1,875.66. This is as of yesterday. The combined bank and PayPal contributions since the last ASC, which in the last 30 days, quite a lot, it's £169.64. So with our prudent reserve of £500, we currently have a tradition 7 surplus of £1,375.66. Sure, that's right. It is right. Okay. And again, the usual stuff is in there about the current fixed annual expenses, which is £207.64. That hasn't changed. Okay, we've got a quick website report, which is the website has been running well with no reported problems. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content, software and plugins, etc., are all being updated as required. And I just really need to let you guys know that I did a recent review of the website analytics, and it's shown a pretty dramatic, and I've put this, unexplained decline in page hits over the last month. I have no idea why that is, but it's fallen off a cliff. Whether that means that people have got used to where they need to go to. The meetings page is the most hit page. People stay on that, go on that for their meeting. We have a number of hits on the speaker page for people to download, and that people are staying on there long enough to download the speakers and not necessarily listening to them on the website. But generally speaking, the hits on the website are really down quite dry. I was quite surprised to see the drop. So maybe we could do a bit more as groups to kind of promote the fact that the website is there somehow or another, if we feel that that's required. So, okay, so thank you, guys. That's that. Is there any questions as a result of the Treasury report or the website report? Okay. Michael, we have you as our RCM. Would you like to
Greetings, everyone. I'm an addict named Michael, and I am for our region. I'm going to give you some of the salient points that from the action sheet that we get after region a month later, which is just basically, it's just kind of a rundown of what happened over the course of the 2 days. So I'll get to the treasurer's report, because I think I'm going to post that, have Steve post that in a moment, if that's okay with him. We have ratified the guidelines for the RSC for UKPI ad hoc, and the ad hoc committee is formed to look at the RSC guidelines, and they're always looking for people to get involved with that. So if you're interested, it's a resource. We just recently had a couple of elections. One of them, the former UK comms chair stepped down, and Tan, I believe, is down from London, is the new chair, and we have a new UK archives chair named Ian, and I do believe he's going to be taking over at the UKSO, take care of all the items at the UKSO. Just to let you know, the Farsi online area has been seated at region, and I can get, if anybody has questions about that, I'll let you, just wait until my report and I can probably give you more information. Now, the action is required from region is that the Southwest London are exploring the availability of sign language, BSL, British Sign Language, in meetings. Member is known to have a high level of BSL proficiency, and GSRs have been encouraged to let this be known. They're going to ask for more, they're going to expand much further across the UK. If you have any suggestions, feel free to contact resource. Two new directors are needed, ideally by May, the UK service office. And flyers, I'm just reading this out, so I apologize. Flyers are encouraged by the encouraging the fellowship area subcommittees and regions to let us know they can be support them, be supported, how they can be supported. And there's going to be starting a clean time card project. And basically, I believe what that is they're going to have cards like happy birthday cards with the clean time numbers on them. And it's going to be, there's a link to that, and I can give that information to you. If we have any badges left, they are asking for, if you have merchandise you want to see at the UKSO or on their website, we can discuss that at a later date. Fellowship Development is looking for area reps, and they're asking all areas to be considered for that. And they're asking for more support, so if you can go to their meeting, which I can't remember when that is going to be happening. I'll get to the conference agenda report last, because that's probably the most sticky. Contentious thing. If I do believe now all the meetings for the HIGNA group are on the UKNA website. So if your meeting is not on there, just let us know. We can just look and do more with that. If there's, and they're also asking for regions to host ASC, I mean RSC, and they're asking for feedback how to best present these options for the UK fellowship. So if we want to do a region there, it would have to be completely online, which would save the region a whole hell of a lot of money, as well as definitely many of the areas in the UK region. Service positions at region that are open is vice, and the ones are vice resource, which has a minimum of clean time of 2 years, and all the lengths of services and clean time are 2 years. So it's resource, vice secretary, and tech support. If you're interested in doing that, you can also contact the resource website. That's not one of the things that we're worrying about. Okay, the two things that are completely contentious is they had the, I do believe the coming up on the 29th and 30th, they're going to have a world, have a conference online. And let me just get that information, because I had that earlier and then I got sidetracked. But there is going to be a World Service Conference on the 29th and 30th of this month. For the record, I was informed that all the motions had passed at region, including the distribution of the SPAD, for those who are not in the know, it is the Spiritual Principles a Day book that has been, and it's going to be, made in hard copy for sale, and at a future date. So I'm going to get back to that. And recently I got information from the region about the Treasury, and they have the Treasury, the totals from March and January. So I don't know if they have anything beyond that, but the Treasury, up to date Treasury, let me just get to that. Oh, thank you, Steve. He's going to show us the presentation. So, and just a, I'll just read this out so everyone can be on the same page. Hi, y'all. We have spent some time over the last 3 months getting to grips with the fellowship finances. Overall, everything's fine, as in every walk in life, the last couple of years have been tricky for the RSC, particularly given the lack of treasury officers, and we are grateful for their services. We found some errors regarding payment to the EDM, Europe, and WSO, which means that it was just shortfall. In other words, they were owed money on the basis of their agreed percentage payable by each body's after prudent reserve of 11,350 is taken into account. We have made the payments of 21,478.70, 10,739.35 given that the funds were available in the RSC or bank account. Bruno, our address treasurer, and I are not accountants, but we are in conservance with Microsoft's Excel and budget control protocols. There are some further minor errors stretching back a few years that we have yet to iron out. The guidelines stipulate that the audit, will be ironed out in the minor errors, and were actively looked at for the account to perform the task. I have elected to issue the Treasury report every RSC going forward in the following easy understand format. So when they give us a Treasury report, we're going to get it. We are issuing an amalgamated January-March report at this time. Feel free to ask any questions by emailing the Treasurer here. And this is the closing balance. And these are the closing balance spreadsheet from November. to January. I think you guys can read all of that for yourselves.
Let me know when you want me to scroll.
Okay, just keep scrolling up if you don't mind. Is that Steve? Is that all? Oh, okay. Sorry. Which leaves me a very interesting question. How did they come up with the prudent reserve of 11,350? And what running expenses are they, what are they basing that prudent reserve on? So that's one question I'm going to be asking, I think, at the region, because I think that's a very interesting total, considering why not 12,000 or why not 10,000? So that's just my, RC administrator. And somebody just pointed out to me that, or Steve just pointed out that the admin committee expenses were $1,522.93. Now, I'm not quite sure why that is. So, and I haven't a clue to why that is, except maybe they just needed, at the venues they had hired, they had to rent the equipment in doing hybrid meetings, but I can't. But we hadn't had hybrid meetings, and except for this last month, or maybe the month prior too. Anyway, all right. That is my report for now. Any questions from the body? I'm honored to do service. So.
Thank you, Michael. Awesome. Can I just, before we get any questions coming up, to let you guys know that Penny has messaged me. She's still not well and unable to talk, but welcome, Penny. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, has anybody got any questions? Maybe we could do some raised hands.
Could I ask a question, please, Steve? Is that all right?
Carry on.
Okay, can I just confirm what Michael said, because I think my volume dropped out. Was he saying that there's a possibility that the next RS Regional Service Committee will be taken online?
No,
that's not what I said. Was that if we were to make a bid for doing a regional service committee or regional do region, it would all have to be online. Currently, all of region is hybrid because a lot of the RCMs can't make it due to transportational problems, or their areas do not have the fund to cover their expenses. So that's why. But if we were to, let's say we were to host a regional RC. It would have to be only online because we don't have a physical space to do it. We're not a physical group. We're not a physical group, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, if I can clarify that, areas are being invited to make bids.
Area.
To host.
Sorry.
That's no worries. Areas are being invited to make bids to host regions. We are an area. If we chose to, we could put in a bid to host region, but as Michael has just said, in our case, it would be an online one. If it's helpful for further clarity, the ad hoc committee that was convened last year to look into the future of the RSC in the UK is yet to report, but they're looking at various options of being face-to-face only, online only,
thank you,
a mixture of the two, and there's also a proposal in amongst that UK region starts meeting more frequently. Part of which would be online always, and there would be two regional assemblies every year, one in the summer and one in the winter. So the shape of the UK RSC, much the same as the shape of the World Service Conference, is currently under discussion. So yeah, it's interesting stuff. Okay, thank you, Michael. Does that answer your question, Tony?
It's Tony.
Yeah, it does. But obviously, if, for example, what you said about the UK, if they made a decision that the region could be put on an online basis or hybrid, we may have the possibility of actually being able to have a space for that.
Yes, indeed. We could host up to 200 people on Blue Jeans, and we could do it on Blue Jeans. So that would be the venue. So I don't know how they would. So yeah, some possibilities.
Yeah, and that's all I was just all like forward thinking.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Tony. Has anybody else got any other questions for Michael as a result of his report? I would say that the thing about BSL, British Sign Language, is about to be recognised as an official language. It never has been before. I actually had a conversation with the committee member, I think it was Northwest London, as a result of something I shared in a meeting, believe it or not, but there we go, that's a whole other story. And what I committed to do, I don't know if the people here might remember, but for a while we were listing the Never Alone Deaf groups as part of HICNA. And what I've done is I've connected, a guy called Sam, I've connected him up with Laura, who's the chair of that committee that's involved in delivering and putting in place policies and guidelines for allowing sign language to be used in conventions and committees and all those kinds of things. So hopefully I've put them together. Hopefully they're going to have a conversation, who knows. The mailing, the meetings list is complete. What, can we make it minuted that we're asking the groups to check the information just to make sure it's right? That's it, really. Okay, has anybody got any other questions they want to bring to Michael about the report? Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
One other thing. How silly of me to forget. I do believe this is really important that this group did talk about this. It's like the elephant in the room. We have a motion
That's minuted later on, Michael, for the discussion.
Okay. All right.
Can we deal with that? Yeah, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Brilliant. Yeah, it is minuted, the discussion. Okay, guys, so I'm going to hand you over to Tony, who's going to run through the group reports now. So, Tony, over to you.
Thank you, Steve. My name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Hello, Tony.
Okay, is there anyone here from the Sunday 6 o'clock meeting, just for today meeting, for a group report? Or anyone listed to stand in and tell us what's going on at that meeting? No? Okay. 1 o'clock step meeting, Monday afternoon.
I'm an addict, my name's Steve. I attend that meeting. I'm a kind of backup chair for that meeting. I cover when Jay can't do it and so on. Generally pretty good. It was a very short meeting this week, apparently. There were only three people there. But two of those were newcomers, believe it or not. So that meeting is one of our meetings. I mean, it's unusual to be that small, but it's a good group. Got some great feedback. The average attendance is probably 10 to 15, so thank you.
Thanks for that, Steve. Is anyone here to represent the LGBT meeting Monday night? Michael, would you be able to give us a brief rundown on how you feel it's going at that meeting?
I will be glad to. I'm an addict named Michael. I see Mark has stepped away. A meeting gets approximately anywhere between 7 to 8 people show up to the meeting on a basis. It's well attended and delighted to do service there. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for stepping in for Mark, who I believe is the GSR for that meeting.
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone here for the meditation meeting on Tuesday afternoon?
Yes, I'm representing that meeting.
Thank you, Christine.
I'm giving a group report, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, please.
The meeting is still fairly small. I think some weeks we've only got 4 people. Today, I think we had 9. By the end of the meditation time, we've got a few regulars that come every week, and then it's fairly transient. And I was going to ask you, Steve, if you would be willing to post it on your anonymous Facebook page, you know, the one you've got.
Yep, could do that. If groups would like it, want us to do that, we can stick it out there, no problem.
Yeah, that meeting, you know, in particular, because I don't really have a way. I mean, it's very good for people in America. I mean, not my choice, but the meeting was set for lunchtime. I would have preferred it at our morning time. But as it turns out, it's East Coast time in the States, morning time. So, you know, we do get a few from, we've got 2 regulars from the US, but I think it would be quite good to get it out further, and I don't really have a way of doing it that I'd be prepared to break my anonymity in.
Can I add to that then very quickly, Christine, that the Higna Facebook group could actually join some of the other social media pages that are advertising meetings and be used to post some of our meetings anonymously. Happy for us to do that. We can do that.
Yeah, that would be good.
No worries.
It's actually in Australia, in the States.
Yep. Some of them are international, some of them are based in the UK, these groups. But yeah, I'll leave that with me. I can look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine, and thank you, Steve. Is anyone here to represent the Ask It Basket 6:30 Tuesday evening? I believe Ellie might.
I'm addict named Michael. I'm the GSR for that group. Message carried. And if Ellie can correct me, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she, if I'm wrong, I'm sure she will. Meetings carried. We get approximately 12 to 15 people in the meeting. It's a lovely meeting. A lot of great feedback, and could you, like all meetings, could use more support, but like I said, we have a regular motley crew that comes in, so it's a great little meeting. Hey, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael.
If I can just jump in, did I miss out on anything, Miss Ellie?
Well, we do need somebody to post. That would be, doing that, but it would be helpful if somebody could do that. We would like to do that. You know, it's a good service commitment for somebody just starting out. And I believe Jay, I spoke with Jay. He said he did have somebody who was interested in service, but I don't know if you spoke with him yet. So I'm still waiting on that, but okay. That's all I've got.
Right. Thank you, Ellie, and thank you, Michael.
Thank you for calling.
Is there anyone here to represent the Just for Today lunchtime meeting on Wednesday?
Jan, I'm an addict. My name's Steve. That's another meeting that I kind of cover occasionally and I get to as often as I can. It's a good meeting. It's well attended. Message carried. No problems. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Is there anyone here to represent the Wednesday evening women's meeting? No? Okay. Is there anyone here today to represent the IP topic discussion meeting on Thursday lunchtime?
Fantastic. My name is Lisa. I will represent that meeting in lieu of Penelope. It's a great meeting. The message is definitely carried and we get our attendance is kind of between 11 and 18 at the moment. And we get, you know, we get some new people that I haven't seen at other Higna meetings. It seems to kind of attract new people that aren't already coming to Higna meetings. So that's a good thing. And then they come to different Higna meetings. So it seems to be going well. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Lisa. Is anyone here for the Higna Illness and Recovery meeting? We don't have actually, my name's Tony, I'm an addict. We don't actually have a GSR for that meeting. But I will say numbers are usually around the 20-ish mark. We've had some newcomers recently or people that have attended the group for the first time. So that was nice. We usually have on the Thursday, last Thursday of the month, a speaker meeting, which is represented by people with illness and recovery. And everything's going good as far as I can see. It would be nice if we had a GSR, and I think that would be something that we brought up in our meetings. So I thank you for being able to do service at that meeting as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Next Friday evening, Higna Living Clean meeting. Anyone to represent that meeting?
Yeah, I'm Stephen. I think Penny is our GSR, but she's not well.
Okay.
But I can't just let you guys know. It's a good meeting. It's well supported. Carried. We do have regular group consciences. We're looking for a new greeter for that meeting. And also an alternative or new GSR for that meeting, so that could be minuted. That would be useful. Thank you. It's a good meeting.
Thank you, Steve. And I believe you also are you also the GSR for the Saturday Higna meeting, speaker meeting?
That's Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie, is it? Sorry, apologies.
Hi, I'm Ellie Manatic.
Hi, yeah. Ellie.
Hello. We have about 15 to 20 people. It's a good message. We have really good speakers, really great speakers, actually. They speak for about 45 minutes and then we open the floor for sharing. And let's just say it carries a really good message of recovery. It's a great meeting.
Thank you for that, Ellie. I think that's all the groups. Is anyone like to bring up anything about any of the group reports? Okay, now, Steve, I've got the last one here, so I'm just scrolling down. Okay, I've got all the meetings sorted, that's sorted. Okay,
cool.
We're talking about new business now.
It's old business first, I think. So do you want me to jump into that?
Yes, please, Steve. I'd appreciate that. Thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you. And thank you for everyone doing the reports. Okay, so usual question at the top of the agenda on the old business is 7 funds, taken that we've now got nearly £1,400 in the bank. Has anybody got any ideas about what we would like to do with some of that? Or are we still going to continue to hold fire until we come up with some...
My name's Tony, I'm an addict.
although I think it's for me and the position that I hold here, it's all I'd like to say is if individuals that the various groups that we have, the 11 groups they have, that could bring it, that up in their group to maybe come to some, have some ideas about what we can do with the funds to help the suffering addicts, basically. So I for one will mention it in the Thursday meeting, and I hope that everyone else will do the same if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. So again, yeah, the next few minutes.
Steve, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry, is that better?
Using that useless mic again, aren't you?
Well, I'm in the workshop, so the signal might not be brilliant. That could probably explain it. No, I'm on my good mic, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So difficult. I've attended the UK PI committee a couple of times recently. There's some projects and stuff going on there. One of the things that I would like to bring up is something that we might be in a position to do something with, would be the idea of getting a PSA created to be submitted to be put onto doctor surgeries and healthcare scenarios where they have on-screen appointment screens, where they run kind of little informational videos whilst you're waiting. Some of them are really good. I'd actually like to look into that a bit more in depth, and possibly come up with a proposal for us to think about making use of that, maybe in collaboration with some of the other, and it can be very targeted, so maybe in collaboration with some of the other areas in Scotland, possibly to focus that. If people are happy for us to continue like looking at that, I'm happy to follow that up.
That sounds really good to me, Steve.
Okay. There is a scheme currently in the UK. They're looking for co-sponsors for it from areas, which is to put a brief PSA onto cash point machines. Was something that's going on. It was proposed originally by the Bristol and the Southwest area. There's a couple of other areas in the UK now that are kind of looking for more details around that. Again, if we as an area were interested in that, I could get more details and post it into the WhatsApp group as more details become available. It's quite expensive. It's got a footfall rate. I can get more information if people would be interested in that. If we think that we'd be interested in getting involved in something like that. It's a basic UKNA one, I think. But they're looking for kind of co-sponsors for that project. I don't know how people feel about that. Okay.
I'm going to ask a question which is probably akin to what you're talking about, but it's not directly, if that makes sense. We were talking, now that we have the treasurer's report, and since you're talking about donating funds to, well, there are two questions. A, would we be able to donate to area? Does this area want to do that? The second question is, if that was the case that you, case of the, was it PI or HNI? I think it's PI.
PI, yeah.
Would that be earmarking funds to a subcommittee?
I think it's a kind of project that's come out of an area, so it's actually be collaborating with a number of other areas. It's not specifically the PI committee, although that is being discussed through. So the point of contact has been the UK PI, but the actual project is being put together initially by the Southwest area. So it's not a subcommittee specifically. Can you guys hear me?
by the way. Loud and clear. So,
okay. Cool. Okay. So that's where that's at, Michael. So it's not actually, I wouldn't, because we wouldn't technically be able to make a donation to you guys, because that's against the region guidelines, donation contribution guidelines. You can't support a specific subcommittee, but it would involve us getting together with the Southwest area and the other areas that are also looking at getting involved in that project, should we choose to look at it. I mean, if people would like me to get some more details, I'm happy to go and do that.
Yeah, I'd like more details before.
Yeah, okay.
We can't really discuss it without having the full details.
Yeah, but it's just putting it out there that it's a project that's ongoing, that some of the areas are looking at. So if I'm happy to go away and source the details and post them on the WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Fantastic. And your second question, Michael, is do we as an area feel comfortable making a donation to region this month? If so, how much?
Is that the end of new business?
That's Tradition 7 funds.
Yeah.
So it's now. So we have that discussion, we'll make that choice now if we wanted to. If someone wants to make a proposal, then we can.
Well, I was looking at the amount of money that we've got available and the fact that the region up. I had a look at something else, I can't remember, contributions, region contributions and how close they were to their goal. I can't remember what the amount was, I can't remember off the top of my head, and I can't get into WhatsApp at the moment. But they were a certain amount short of their goal, and we have that, those funds, so could we not donate the amount that they're short of their goal?
What is that amount? Are we talking? Well, are we talking RSC here? I'm not aware of.
Yeah, Michael, okay. You posted it, I think, on WhatsApp. It was a schedule showing what various areas that had donated to region, and then a total. And in previous times, they must have set a goal for what they were hoping to reach. Do you remember that document?
Was that a few months ago or just now or when?
I think it was recently because I did see it on WhatsApp, but my charger's broken and I can't charge my phone at the moment. So I can't get into WhatsApp.
If you can give me just a moment, so let me see if I can pull that up again.
My name's Tony and I'm an addict. I've got it in front of me, and after their prudent reserve, they've got £11,049 available at region.
Looking at that myself. Hang on a minute. Okay, so the 11,049. Am I unmuted? The 11,049, as far as I can see, was related to the January report. Mm-hmm. The current balance in the balance at the end of March was 11,000.
Can you put that on the screen so everyone can see it?
I can do that.
I was just going to ask you if you can do that.
Give me a second, guys. Okay, so if you can see that, guys, if I scroll up to the figure that Tony's talking about, this is a two-part report. This is January and March. So the one you're looking at on the screen right now at the bottom is 11,049. That was for January.
Available funds, right?
Available funds, and if I scroll up to the one for where it says March 22, they have £11,763 available. That's on top of their prudent reserve of 11,315. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good question to ask, Michael, at region, is where does the prudent reserve come from and when was it set?
Mm-hmm. I think that would be directed more towards the chair of area than it would, I mean, chair of region than it would be to the treasury, simply because the treasury just got started with that. And the regional chair has more information, had more information at the time. But
yeah, because either way, when you asked that question the other day, I had a look at the region guidelines is an evolving document which is added mm-hmm. to every 2 months. So it's a new version is available to look at every 2 months. I looked through it for prudent reserve, and let's talk about prudent reserve, how it's set, when it was set. Maybe that's an issue that needs to be looked at. So that could be kind of the thrust of your question when it came to looking at the guidelines, is what does it tell us in the regional guidelines when these things are set? So the second question is, we're moving out of lockdown, what is the operating expenses of someone new? It's a bit unclear from me, so I can't really see. That's March. Where are we? Subtotal. Okay, so
if it's getting really hard to hear you again.
Sorry, is that the current? Yeah, the current running is what I can see.
I think it's because he has this up
in the magic. That wasn't what I was talking about. What I was talking about was actually a graph, and it was in columns. But anyway, if they've got that much available funds, I take that back.
Okay. But it doesn't stop us making a donation. But any donation.
I'm an addict. Can I just say we did make a contribution? Can you remember how much we contributed the one before last? Was it like £200 or something?
I think it was £100.
Well, I sort of feel like as a gesture of goodwill, we could make a contribution from the amount of monies that we do have. We just have to make a decision on how much that is.
I would support that. I think it is a gesture of goodwill. £200. I'll propose £200.
Okay. Do we have a seconder for that?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tony. Do we have any objections to that? I'm going to stop sharing that. I'm not hearing any objections, so it's carried. We're going to make a donation of region of £200. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make a note of that on the agenda so that I don't remember to do it. It's a simple process. It's just a bank transfer. It's just a payment transfer from the bank or PayPal, whichever is easiest. So £200 donation to region. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Next on the agenda would be just an update for the Lit Pack and the Hagler Flyers. As previously stated, it was purchased, the money went out this month. I've not heard from them as to whether they've received it or not. I'm kind of hopeful. I need to send them another email that we get a positive response for them in the fairly near future about us doing a PI presentation in Orkney as a result of that. The Lit Pack was sent. So that's really that. That was just a kind of report, really. The next thing on the agenda is the motion 001. It's called April. As Michael, I think, previously said, there was some questions raised at region in response to our presentation of the motion. I'm annoyed I can't see it here. Oh, here we go. I'm going to pull it up and screen share this for you as well, guys. Screen share.
we're losing you all the time. Stop trying to screen share, it might give you more signal.
Okay, let me put myself on a different mic, see if that helps.
Microphone.
Okay, is that better? Hello?
Better.
Yes, it is better.
It's much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Let's go with that. It's probably dust. Okay, guys, so I'm going to go back to the screen share, if that's okay with everybody. Continue this discussion. Okay, so back around the conclusion that we were trying, what the
way again, Stephen, you're still sharing, and that's probably using up some of your signal.
Okay, I'll stop doing that. Okay, so I'll look at it just for myself. Okay, so we went away. There was also, it was also raised that there was already within the guidelines room for the World Board to. It specifically states the length of this approval period is determined by the World Board based on the needs of the fellowship and the piece being considered for approval. That was raised as to why do we need this motion, because the World Board already have that discretion. Research has shown us that they've never applied it, ever. The World Board have not ever thought to themselves, this is a massive piece of literature, we need to increase the approval process. So despite having the discretion, because it's not defined, and I'm going to say this, we all know it's financially driven, that they want it passed as quickly as possible. So we looked at the motion and tried to think about a way of rewording it. So that it now reads to direct the World Board to amend the guide to World Services in NA approval process for recovery literature, specifically subsection B1 approval form literature, to clearly stipulate the minimum approval time for new recovery. And we've redefined this as well. For new recovery literature pieces of 50 pages or more, from 150 days to 141 from 2 years, whichever is closest, to provide clarity in the guidelines for the fellowship and for the World Board. In other words, we're kind of forcing their hand a bit. And then the intent, although they call it why, that it's why is this motion necessary? It should be intent, but that's between the RSC and their conscience. The time period of 150 days has been applied to all approval future, regardless of its size or content. The World Board, despite having the discretion to change that time period appropriately, have never exercised that discretion. For example, the fellowship is being given the same time period to assess and review and approve an IP of 2 pages as that of much longer, such as the Spurgeon principle that they submit. In addition, this motion also seeks to address the issue of approval form literature not being allowed enough time to be translated into other languages before being made available to the Global Fellowship for their approval. It is these disparities and others which this motion hopes to address. And then it goes on to ask, what are the specific features of the proposal to separate shorter lengths of NA approval form literature, such as IP, from the longer pieces, thus allowing the fellowship more time to be thorough in its decision-making process prior to the final approval. The same thing as far as the RSC was concerned, if this motion is adopted by the UKNA region for inclusion in the CAR for 2023, the RD team would need to liaise with the World Board to ensure its CAR readiness. That's not changed. We put some notes on this, which is hopefully going to help Michael to deal with it. And what we've done is actually quoted the specific page number and location of the guide in the documents, and we've highlighted the section B1 as well as section A1. It's very similar, and then gone on to explain what that was about. So for clarity of this motion, so this again is just for help. So we'll, if we're happy with this, we'll send this to region with the area report. For clarity, this motion is not seeking to address the current approval process for the Spiritual Principle of Day book, although it has been prompted by it. Second point is, at the region in March, some confusion was expressed around the intent of the motion was presented, and it was brought to the body's attention that in section B1 of the above, that the World Board already has some discretion regarding the length of approval time set for each piece. Our research has shown that despite this discretion, the World Board have never exercised it. The specific section in Clause B1 of the guidelines above that we're asking to have amended is also highlighted in yellow above, which to us seems undefined, rather vague and ambiguous. And it's quoted, the length of this approval period is determined by the World Board based on the needs of the fellowship and the piece being considered for approval. We have researched World Service Conference final reports going back over a number of years and have found no evidence that the World Board have ever chosen to exercise their option to extend the approval time for any new recovery literature, regardless of size or content. So the same or similar sentence in Section A1, the same could be said of a similar sentence in Section A1 regarding the literature review process is highlighted in red. And we finally concluded by saying we feel that this motion is in order and seeks to better define and clarify this section of the Guide to World Services guidelines as reproduced above. So that's where we're at with it. And really what we're asking is the body, the area, that you guys are happy with that new presentation of the motion, which effectively hasn't changed, but it's been reworded to suit the needs of the region, really, to answer their questions. So if we're happy to go ahead with that, do you want us to, do you want Michael to represent this motion at region in May?
Yeah.
As with the evidence, my name's Tony, I'm an addict, sorry. With the evidence that you've just supplied me with, yes, I think it's a valid point to put forward.
Christina Menadic, I'm very happy with the motion as it now stands.
Thank you, guys.
I'd like it to be put forward at the next meeting.
Fantastic. Do we have any objections to that? Hearing no, that's carried then. So thank you, guys. So we'll leave that to Michael to put in together with the report to region. It will be done, I think, next week, I think. It's by the Friday beforehand, which I think has to be submitted by, let me see. That would have to be submitted by the 8th of May, I think. Yeah, so it's the Friday before region, and the region 15th and 14th and 15th.
So it's going to be the 6th, I have to...
14th and 15th of May is the next region.
Right.
Cool. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. We've discussed the region treasury update already, I think, so we don't really need to do too much about that, unless anyone's got anything else they want to kind of... I still have concerns that the region's not handling our money particularly well, but that's just my personal opinion. I did have a conversation with the regional treasurer at London Convention, who has expressed an interest in Higna's current tax status with HMRC. He's also asked if we could get him in touch with our treasurer Debs to have a conversation with her, because they are trying to seek someone who's got experience in overseeing books. The Debs an ACA. She has got a professional qualification in dealing with business books. But given the current state of Debs, I'm going to go there. But I will get back in touch with the regional treasurer and let him know, because they're also interested in why and how we went through the process of registering with HMRC. So there's a conversation going on between us and the regional treasurer. And I know the conscience is effectively, I feel comfortable saying this, that we, you know, that we feel a way about that stuff. So I'll get back to you on that. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you, Steve.
No worries.
I do, yes.
I'm standing in as treasurer at the moment whilst Debs gets the stuff going on, because she's got some stuff going on. Go ahead. Any questions?
I have a not a question, but a response to a question that somebody in the group has asked me about that very topic you just said, because I completely forgot about it and I was, it locked me out. Anyway, if I can just
because I got a response. I sent a letter, a concern to the standing treasurer, and this is the response I got, and which I think is kind of a cheap way out, but this is what he gave me. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. I forgot to mention that in my report. Hi, Michael. We are a nonprofit organization which is not a registered charity. Some banks will give us the same status as a club, so we're not involved in a commercial activity. What? We have no tax status, nor are we obliged to. Commercially speaking, UKNA has UKSO, which is a legitimate company. I hope that helps, supposedly. That was the response from the regional treasurer. And I kind of thought that was, I think he missed the point altogether, but does that clarify things for anybody, or does that anybody have any response to that? Hello?
Do you want me to start?
I have no idea. I'm addict named Ellie.
Well, he's basically saying that the UKSO doesn't have to file taxes because we're not for profit or non-profit.
Isn't that what it always was?
But I understand that even if you're non-profit, you still have to be linked to the HMR.
That's what I thought too, but according to our treasurer, no, we don't. And that's not the truth whatsoever.
So Steve, can you help us out on this? Because you've got a lot of experience in this specific area.
Yes, please.
I mean, personally, I think, Michael, that letter requires a question for clarity at reading. Because I don't think they're right. I don't think they're right. I don't personally believe that an organisation such as ours, not for profit or not, can be handling the kind of money we're handling without having some recognition by HMRC that we're doing it.
Right. Yeah.
So I think yeah. Can we ask you as RCM to, if you're going to talk to the Treasury at all at the RSC, that you raise this issue and ask for some clarity around that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, I certainly can.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you
for bringing up.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the things I was going to bring up. Just 1 second. Shut up, Domino. Okay. Sorry. Yes, that was one of the things I was going to bring up in my report, but it kind of slipped my mind. 1 second.
Thanks. Maybe we can include that into the questions for region section of the report, Michael?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Okay, yes. Fantastic. Thank yes. you, guys.
Thank you very much.
It is very grey, I think. Okay, so the agenda of the old, I don't know if this is old business or new business, really, we're kind of moving through this, was World Services current document out for review, which is known as Virtual Meetings Basics. I'm wondering if I can pull the link up for people to go and have a look. I should be able to, I think, if I pull up the virtual version of this. Oh, it's gone. There it is. You should be able to pull up the link. Hang on, because it's a live link in the document. Online, we do things online here. Is it a live link? Is it? Nope, it's not. Yeah, not a live link. Close that down. Close all tabs. Give me a second. There we go. Should be live in that one, I think. It's really a question of us. One of us raised the issue of this at our group conscience on Saturday. and we felt it was important that we should possibly be looking at getting some input into this. Where's it gone? There we go. I'm trying to load up the right page for you. Go down, here it is. It's a long link, guys. I'm going to put it in the text box. Paste. Okay, so this is the document we're talking about. It's related to the Service Toolbox project, and they've compiled a set of basic guidelines for virtual meetings. I think the reason for putting it on the agenda is to encourage us, our members, our trusted servants, to go and have a look at it and give us any feedback. They're asking for feedback. There's a 90-day review on this currently, which will make it World Board approved material, not Fellowship approved material. So they're asking us just to go and have a look at it. I just encourage everyone to go and have a look. If there's anything in there that you sort of think, oh my God, are you kidding me? Or any more information that you think needs to be added to it, it would be really useful to do so. It focuses on Zoom a lot, I think. I haven't actually read it all the way through, but I will. Ali, did you put links to the WhatsApp group? I can do that if people would like me to. Anybody got any thoughts about this, or do we just want to kind of, it's kind of out there, I think, which is what this was about. To say the material is there. It was raised that as a virtual group, virtual area, we probably ought to put some input into it. I think that's quite right too. Michael, you have your hand raised.
Who put this this document out the first time? I mean, is it from the world, or is World Board, or is it
who? I think who... Michael. For clarity, I think this has come out of the pandemic. It's also come out of the virtual work tool, the Service Toolbox projects, where they've right. held some web, they've had a couple of webinars to discuss it. They've taken on board all the virtual stuff and resources that are now widely available that are listed on na.org. And they came up with a working draft of this some time ago, based on material that they've gathered over the last 2 years. And they've now come up with this, which is a kind of just a working document, really, as basic guidelines. It's also things like etiquette in meetings and issues around anonymity in social media and all that kind of good stuff. I think it's a first step towards my understanding that there's going to be a motion in 2023 from the World Board to finally recognise and register online meetings.
The other thing I noticed that is absent in that is service meeting PI and H&I meetings for that. It's just talking about group meetings. It's not talking about the service structure. It's not talking about service. In other words, would that be considered a different animal, for lack of a better word?
Question. Once they recognize, I mean, the issue is currently register virtual meetings, they currently register virtual service bodies. One assumes that once they start registering virtual meetings, that they would then be in a position to have no choice but to register virtual service bodies as well. So at that stage, moving forward, I mean, it was pointed out that it was set over a number of, this has been developed over a number of years. I'm not quite sure what that means either. This is focused specifically on meetings, not service bodies. bit with you guys, have a look. Maybe we can discuss it. If there's anybody, I mean, I think there's links on the there's links on in it there that you can go to give feedback.
Steve, I've just tried to do that, and it's saying it's not a safe site on my. So is it possible you could put it in our WhatsApp group to see if I
can? Of course, can.
Thank you.
I won't do it immediately because if I try to go to WhatsApp, I'll lose all my sound altogether.
Yeah, I understand.
Tries to take over. But I'm just putting it out there, and I think it was quite rightly pointed out that we really should have some input in this, or at least, you know, feel that as trusted servants of virtual meetings and a virtual area, that we've at least acknowledge it and have a look and become familiar with the material a little bit, I guess. That's kind of it, really.
Yeah.
Are we happy to move on? Because I'm conscious of the time.
Yes, an hour and a half, so. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, so new business I've got. So has anybody got any new people on the brain? Anything new? I mean, I guess that virtual meetings. Taking that as a no for the time being. Okay, we have no events going on. We're moving on. Date of next meeting, which would be?
I've got here the Tuesday, the 28th of June. How's that sit with everyone?
Do we want to think about rotating a bit? We've had it on this Tuesday this month, this time round. We want to.
Well, I was just thinking about the end of, near the end of the month, which was a Tuesday.
Okay.
Have it on the Wednesday.
Or the Wednesday, the 29th, yeah. How's everyone feel about the Wednesday, the 29th, after the lunchtime meeting?
I'm good with that.
Any more input?
A Wednesday.
I'm good with that.
I will just say that I usually work a Wednesday, but I could see if I can get that time off, if that's okay.
We could do it on the Monday.
27th.
Which might work out better because that would give Michael more time to get the report. Because the report would have to be in on, I believe, by the Friday immediately after that. Because the next region the second full weekend of the month. So I think the June RSC would be 8th and the 9th and the 10th. So the report would need to be in by the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So the 27th. So we could actually even do it the week before. To give Michael more time to get the report done. So what about the week beginning the 20th to the 24th or 25th?
I can't be there on the 20th.
Okay.
21st?
23rd looks good. What about after the IP meeting?
That would be good for me.
Good with
everybody
that.
For me, yep.
Is that a proposal that everyone's happy with? So 23rd of June after the IP meeting. 23rd.
Excellent.
IP. 23rd of June or 23rd of May?
June we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go back to our 2-monthly cycle, I think. The reason we've been meeting every month was to deal with all the car stuff. We've dealt with that. That was all done. So we had the extraordinary ASC last month. This is an ordinary ASC this month. So if we're back into the rotation, our next ASC would be the end of the month, just prior to region. So the 23rd. Fantastic. I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to have flown back from America on the 22nd, but I don't have to do very much because I'm not chair anymore. That's on
Boy, did you dodge a bullet there.
Jet lag. All of that good stuff. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just want to quickly go around the room and ask people if they're happy with the discussion, if they've got anything they want to add, or any general comments. So I'm going to go through the list. Christine, would you like to start us off? Christine, would you have got anything you'd just like to conclude with? Making that as a no. Ellie, would you like to say anything?
No, I'm good. And congratulations, Tony, on being the chair, and Christine on being the vice chair. If we could keep these meetings a little shorter, that would be good, but I have to run. So, yeah, I think it's great. Thanks.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.
Lisa, got anything you'd like to just say?
I would just like to thank you, Steve, for all your service as chair. And I would like to say congratulations to Tony as our new chair, and I'm really, really glad to have you as chair, and Christine as well, as vice chair. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Sorry about that. Thank you for all your
Welcome, Mark. Would you like to welcome back, I should say. We're just doing a quick sum up, run round, asking people if they feel comfortable that we're doing okay.
Yeah, Mark, I'm an addict. Yeah, I agree with the only thing taking it. And the other elections, sorry. Campbell's. Yeah,
great.
Represented.
You're breaking up there, Mark, a bit still.
Yeah.
Can't hear you properly, bruv.
No, it's this tablet.
That's no worries. Yeah, thank you, Mark. I'm glad you made it back.
Thank you, Mark.
Michael, have you got any concluding comments you want to make?
I want to thank you all for participating in your recovery and helping this ASC go along smoothly. Thank you again, Steve, for all the service you do for this ASC. It couldn't have. Thank you for making us making me look good. Thank you, Tony, for taking up the mantle. Some big shoes to fill, but I'm sure you can fill it. And Christine, well done, and congratulations to you as well. And talk about big shoes to fill. I'm sure, if nothing else, we have two very amiable people to fill those shoes.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't know if you want to croak something down the microphone to us, Penny. I think Penny's where she's at. Yeah, so that just leaves me. Guys, I've got to tell you, it's quite an emotional moment for me to hand this over. It's been a long time. I'm really, really pleased that it feels like Higna's in good hands. And yeah, it's definitely time for me to kind of step down and let other people get on and do the things that need to be done. So I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to share to be of service. I'm not going anywhere. You guys are my home group, and I love you all. So, and these are my home groups. I love you all. So, I'm not going anywhere. And I just thank you for your support over the years to help us to get to the point we're at. Yeah, that's me, really. So, thank you so much.
I can just add one other thing. If everybody can just unmute themselves and give Steve a big old applause for all the service he does. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. Steve, we love you. Love you, Steve. Just don't go anywhere.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it is what it is.
Going anywhere under my watch.
There you go. Michael won't let me escape.
Good.
Okay, guys, so with that, I'm just going to, again, thank everyone for being here. Thank you. We've done that in under 2 hours, which is pretty damn good. Most ASCs take an afternoon, so we're doing all right. And with that, can we just have another moment of silence? Remember to still suffer an addict and those we serve. And for those who would care to join us in the wee version of the Serenity Prayer, using the word God as you understand it. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Coming back.
Work it, cuz.
You're worth it!
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Michael, Ellie, Penelope, Lisa, Christine.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you again, Tony.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a
guys.
Great. Enjoy the sun.
Guys. Yeah, the sun's gone in now where I am, but it is what it is. Bless it.
Well, the sun isn't out. Well, the sun is being clouded over, so where I am at.
There
damn
Scottish
weather.
Tony, I'll give you a shout over the next couple of days, and we'll organise these sessions that we need to for me to do the handover to you with all the bits and pieces that you need. But that's all good. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
Love you all. Take good care. Big hugs.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you all, and get well soon, Penny.
Penelope, yeah. Get well soon, darling.
Well soon.
Yes. Take good care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, y'all.